This chazar is echinish b'chayes l'shragav remember Yehuda Masech Nesedarim daf lamet ches. Zok gemar Ruchama, the son of Rabbi Chanina, said, Moshe became wealthy only from the leftover stones from the second luchas. Like the pasuk says, p'sal l'cha, the leftover should be for you. Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Chanina, said, initially the Torah was only given to Moshe, like the pasuk says, k'sav l'cha. Moshe acted generously and gave it to all of Klal Yisrael. Rav Chisda asks, the pasuk says that Moshe said he was commanded to teach the Torah to all of Klal Yisrael. Mar explains, the pasuk can be understood as saying, V'oisi tziva, I was commanded about the Torah, and then I later decided to give it to all of Klal Yisrael. In fact, another pasuk seems to suggest that Moshe was commanded to teach the Torah to all of Klal Yisrael. Mar said, the pasuk can be understood also as saying, Kasher tzivi sani, I was commanded about the Torah, and then I later gave it to all of Klal Yisrael. In fact, the pasuk says that Hashem told Moshe to write, Ksav as Ashira hazois, meaning the Torah, and to Lamda b'nei Yisrael, teach all the Yidden. Mar says, that may have just been referring to the song of Hazinu alone, not the rest of the Torah. In fact, the pasuk says that Hashem said that the Torah serves as witness to Hashem about the Eden, meaning that the Torah was given to all of Klal Yisrael. Mar says the Torah was given avada to all of Klal Yisrael, but the ability for a deep understanding of the Torah was initially only given to Moshe. However, Moshe then went and gave it that to all of Klal Yisrael as well. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan said Hashem only rests his Shechina on a person who is strong, wealthy, wise, and humble. We can learn this all out from Moshe. Moshe was strong, as can be seen that he was able to carry and throw down the luchas. He was wealthy, as it was stated above. He had the psal lucha. He was wise, as Rav Shmuel said that Moshe had 49 out of the 50 levels of bina. And he was humble, like the pasuk tells us. Rabbi Yochanan said all the Nevi'im were wealthy, as can be seen from Moshe, Shmuel, Amos, and Yoina. Moshe, like we just explained, Shmuel, as Rav learns from a pasuk that he was wealthy. It says that he had his house wherever he went, meaning he had all these possessions that came along with him wherever he went, because he was very, very wealthy, he was able to do that. Amos, also, as is seen from Rabbi Yosef's interpretation of a pasuk, to mean that he was wealthy. Yoina, Rabbi Yochanan says that when Yoina went onto the boat to run away from the Dvar Hashem, he paid the fare for everybody, which Rav Ramanus said was a tremendous amount of money. Rabbi Yochanan said initially Moshe was taught the Torah and he forgot it, but when that happened, Hashem gave it to him as a gift, and then he was able to retain it. Zok, the next Mishnah. If Reuven makes a neder not to benefit Shimon, Reuven may still feed Shimon's wife and children, even though Shimon is obligated to feed them, because it benefits his wife and his children, and only tangentially really benefits Shimon, and therefore it's allowed. However, Zok the Mishnah, Reuven may not feed any of Shimon's animals, whether they're kosher or non-kosher, because that makes them more valuable, which is a true benefit to Shimon. Eliezer says he may feed the non-kosher animals, but not the kosher ones. They said to Eliezer, why is there a difference between kosher and non-kosher animals? So Eliezer explained, the kosher animal could eventually be eaten, and as such, fattening it provides a more direct benefit to Shimon. They said to Eliezer, fattening the non-kosher animal also provides a direct benefit, because Shimon can now sell this animal to a guy or give it to his dogs to eat, and therefore that would also be a direct benefit. Therefore, if it's asr, it's asr by both side for the kosher and side for non-kosher animals. Zok digamar Yitzchak bar Chanan, Yenei Rav Huna said, if one is asr to benefit from another based on a nether, he may marry off his daughter to him. Zeri asks, what's the case over here? Who's him? Whose daughter is marrying who? If it means that Reuven made a nether prohibiting Shimon to benefit from him, and we're saying that Shimon is allowed to marry Reuven's daughter, that can't be correct, because by giving his daughter, Reuven has in effect given a maid, meaning someone to serve to Shimon, and he now has someone to take care of his needs. So by Zoya, that's benefiting from Reuven. That can't be right. It must be that what is meant is that Reuven is allowed to marry Shimon's daughter. And the chiddush is that although Reuven now removes Shimon's obligation to care for his daughter, it's not called a benefit. However, our Mishnah already said even a greater chiddush than that. Our Mishnah says that Reuven may even support Shimon's children when they live in his house. So what would be the chiddush saying he can marry one of them and take him out of the house? Mora says the case of Rav Huna is that Shimon is also to benefit from Reuven, and yet he may marry Reuven's daughter if she's already a begeres, and therefore marries her based on her own consent. Since it's her own consent, he's not considered to be benefiting from Reuven. And Brisa says this way as well. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov said, if a person makes a neder to prohibit benefiting from his son, because he wants to allow his son to be able to be free to learn and not to have to tend to his father's needs, the son may still fill a bottle of water for his father or light a candle for his father. Rabbi Yitzchak said, he may even roast a small fish for him. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, the name of Rabbi Yochanan said, Reuven, based on the names of the example that we're giving above, let's stick to Reuven and Shimon. Reuven may give Shimon a koish shel shalom to drink, even though Shimon's also that benefit from Reuven. Reuven can give him the koish shel shalom. What is the koish shel shalom? So in Bavel, they explained this is the cup of wine given to an oval. In Eretz Yisrael, they explained that it means that they can give a cup of hot water to someone who has just left the bathhouse, who needs that for his health. So Reuven can do that for Shimon, even though Shimon is also to benefit from Reuven. The Ran adds that it has to be that it's not Reuven's water. If it was Reuven's water, maybe it would be Osir. It's just the service of Reuven to Shimon that we're allowing, because it's such a small service and it's something that's very necessary. The Mishnah said, "V'lo yozin behemtoy bein v'chulu." A Braisa says, Yeshua Ish Uza said, Reuven may feed the non-Jewish slaves of Shimon, but may not feed any of his animals, whether kosher or non-kosher. The Gemara explains, the difference is, a human is not eaten or sold for its meat. It's just to clean, whatever it is. And therefore, feeding his slaves brings no direct benefit to their owner. However, animals are either eaten or can be sold for their meat, and therefore, feeding them is considered to be a more direct benefit to their owner.